弟兄姐妹，线上的、现场的，平安。
Brothers and sisters who are here as well as those who are online, greetings.
感谢主，我们今天可以一同来到他面前来分享、来思想他的话。
We thank the Lord today that we can come before Him to read and to think about His words.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你愿意把你自己的心意向我们启示。
Thank you that you are willing to show us your thoughts and your will.
虽然我们是愚拙的。
Even though we are slow.
但是你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
But you have given us the spirit of wisdom.
让我们在圣灵的引导之下，我们可以被带到主你自己话语里面。
So under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can come before you.
让这些话在我们里面成为活的。
So that these words become living, they come alive in us.
因为你把你的光照在你的话上。
Because you have shined your light on your words.
你也借着这些话把生命供应给我们。
And through these words, you've given us life.
使我们在你面前可以得到更丰盛的生命。
So that before you, we may receive.So that we may understand your will.
我们可以跟上你的心意。
That we can follow with your will.
在这末世。
That in these last days.
我们可以靠着你的恩典，在你里面刚强，我们都可以成为你所喜悦的得胜者。
That in these last days, through your grace, we may become strong before you.
愿你向我们。
May you speak to us.
愿凡有耳的都可以听。
Those with ears can hear.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我想跟弟兄姐一同来分享启示录第一章的第一节到第八节。
I want to share with brothers and sisters today, Book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse 1 through 8.
我没有什么好的题目，所以呢，就叫启示录的序言吧。
I don't have a great title, so I call it the Book of Revelations, the Prelude.
为什么我们有这样的负担，要在教会的主日讲台来分享启示录呢？
Why do we have this burden to share about the book of Revelation?
因为启示录是圣经当中的最后一章。
Because it is the last book of the Bible.
我们一起来读启示录，就说明我们已经出了埃及。
To read the book of Revelation together means that we have finished the book of we have finished Exodus.
我们可以进到新天新地。
We left Egypt, and we may enter into the new heaven and new earth.
我们把整本圣经都读过了。
We've read the whole Bible.
有一点开玩笑。Sorry. Okay. 那么我们知道启示这个词。
We know the word revelation.
在希腊的原文就是揭示和披露。
In the Greek, it means to disclose, to show, to reveal.
用现在的话讲叫剧透。
In today's words, it means that to have a preview.
使人可以知道之前被隐藏起来所不知道的事。
So that we can know things that were hidden before.
但是在圣经里面讲到神的启示的时候。
But in the Bible, when it talks about God's revelation.
是说神用他的话揭开之前所隐蔽的真理。
It means that God, through His words, is disclosing and showing the truth that was hidden before.
和圣经中其他的部分一样。
It is like other parts of the Bible.
启示录是神自己的话。
Revelation is the word of God Himself.
神将他的计划、他的旨意、他的作为向我们开启。
God is disclosing to us His will, His thoughts, and His deeds.
所以呢，我们需要来读启示录。
So therefore, we need to read the book of Revelation.
我们需要明白启示录。
We need to understand the book of Revelation.
我们更要遵守其中的教训。
And more importantly, we have to follow its teaching.
其实哈，从某种意义上来说
，from a certain perspective,
整本圣经从创世纪到启示录都是启示录。
The entire Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, are all about revelations.
啊，我们。几位在主日讲台服侍的有几位弟兄们有一个负担。
There are a few brothers and those of us who stand at the podium who minister, we have a burden.
就是今年呢，通过我们一起来思想、分享《启示录》的前三章，其中主要是主耶稣基督给七个教会的书信。
And that is that we share and we together learn about the first three chapters of the book of Revelation, which are letters to the seven churches.
我们可以通过神的话来认识神对末世教会的评估。
Through God's words, we can understand how God evaluates the churches in the last days.
也可以知道什么是神所喜悦的，是我们需要持守。
And we know what is pleasing to God, and what is it that we need to hold on to.
什么是神所责备，我们需要悔改。
And what are things that God is not pleased with, and things that we need to repent on?
对，从主对这七间教会的责备、警告、勉励或者夸奖里面。
So from the criticism and the encouragement that God has for these seven churches,
从神话语的光里面，
from the light of God's words,
可以认识到今天我们教会的光景。
We can see the state of our church today.
出路
the path,
方向
the way, the direction.
愿神恩待我们
May there be to us.
愿神可以帮助我们更多的人可以成为在他面前的得胜者
May the Lord help us so that more people can become overcomers before him.
这是我们的盼望
That is our hope.
因为我们开始一卷新的书
Because we're starting a new book.
所以我们不可避免有一点简介。
So we cannot avoid a bit of introduction.
这卷书的作者他自称四次，他称自己为约翰。
The author of this book four times identified himself as John.
约翰这个名字历来都是很常用的名字。
John is a very common name.
就像王刚、李刚、周刚。
Just like the Lees and the Joes and the Wongs in Chinese.
满地都是，一抓就一把。
And this John
应该其实就是约翰福音的作者，使徒约翰，就是在主耶稣基督怀里面主所喜爱的那个使徒约翰。
This John should be the same Apostle John who wrote the Gospel book of John. He is the same John who was in the bosom of Jesus, the one who Jesus, the beloved disciple of Jesus.
启示录作为一封书信是写给当时在亚细亚的七个教会。
As a letter, the book of Revelation was written to the seven churches in Asia.
这七个教会是启示录的直接的收信人。
These seven churches are the direct recipients of this letter.
同时呢，当我们读启示录的时候，我们也知道启示录也是写给众教会，包括我们教会。
And when we read the book of Revelation, we also know that the letter is also written to all churches, including churches in this age, including our church here.
不写末期最后的时候，就是九十年第一世纪九十年代。
It is possible that it is written in the end of the first century, so in the 90s of the first century.
另一种可能呢是第一世纪的六十年代末。
The other possibility is that it is written during the end of the 60s of the first century.
也就是耶路撒冷的圣殿那个还没有被毁的时候。
And that is before the Holy Temple of Jerusalem was destroyed.
当时呢，约翰被放逐在巴摩海岛。
At the time, John was exiled to the island of Patmos.
启示录的主题非常的明确。
The theme, and the focus of Revelation is very clear.
就是基督的得胜。
And that is the victory of Christ.
从启示录当中，我们看到神如何救赎他的子民。
In the book of Revelation, we see how God redeems his people.
如何在与仇敌撒旦的征战中击溃仇敌。
And how he defeated Satan in the battle with him.
神最终将如何的住在。
And ultimately, how God will live with us.
启示录有一个非常简单的结构。
Revelation has a very simple structure.
可以分成三部分。
It has three parts.
第一部分呢，是第一章讲到约翰所见的事。
The first chapter, it is about things that John has seen.
第二部分是由第二章和第三章构成。
The second part is a combination of chapter 2 and 3.
约翰是讲到现在的事。
And John talks about things of now.
就是主耶稣写给当时七封教会的书信的内容。
And that is the content of the seven letters to the seven churches.
最后从第四章到结尾22章讲到是将来的事。
And from chapter 4 to chapter 22 are things of the future.
当然还有其他的分法。
Of course, there are different ways to divide up the book.
但是这是最简单的。
But this is the simplest.
好，我们把今天要一同学习的经文我们先来读一遍。
Let us read together the verses that we will study together today.
我这里面只有中文。
I only have Chinese here.
那请帮我念英文。
I will read the English.
读英文的弟兄姐妹向你们抱歉，你们可能要自己看你们手机上英文的版本。
So for those who need to read the English scripture, you probably need to use your own Bible or your phone, the Bible on your phone.
启示录第一章。
Revelations chapter 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，将他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bond servant the things which must soon take place.
他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
And he sent and communicated by his angel to his bondservant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Even to all that he saw, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活为世上君王的元首耶稣基督，有恩归于你们。
John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the king of the earth.
他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。Amen.
To him who loves us and to release and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
看哪，他降云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。Amen.
Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen.
主神说，我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega, 是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and the Almighty.
启示录一章一节说，耶稣基督的启示。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这句话的意思可以说，耶稣基督他是启示的对象，也就是这个启示是 about 主耶稣基督。
So one interpretation is that this revelation is about Jesus Christ.
是让我们借着这个启示来认识耶稣基督。
So through this revelation, we can know Jesus Christ.
另一种解释可以说，这个耶稣基督是从耶稣而来的启示。
Another interpretation is to say that this is revelation from Jesus Christ.
是他赐下，他是赐下启示的那一位启示者。
He is the revealer. He is the one giving the revelation.
我个人的理解。
My personal interpretation.
启示录比较接近第一种，就是启示录是耶稣赐给他仆人和众仆人关于他自己、关于基督、关于教会、关于世界的局势以及最终结局的启示。
My personal interpretation is that it is closer to the first one, which is that the revelation is about Jesus Christ. It is what Jesus Christ has given to his servant John and all of his servants about Christ, the church, the world, and the ending.
那么这个启示的内容是讲到必要快成的事。
And the content of the revelation are about things that must to happen.
这是和圣经当中其他的启示很不同的一个地方。
It is very different from other revelations in the Bible.
比如说旧约里面的启示很多都是讲到很遥远的事。
In the Old Testament, the prophecies are about things that are far away.
但是启示录里面非常清楚地告诉我们说这是必要快成的事。
But the revelation tells us that these things must happen and will soon happen.
不止这一个地方这样说。
Not only does it say it here.
第三节的时候说时候到了。
In verse 3, it says the time is here.
到最后22节第七章说主耶稣说我必快来。
In 22 verse 7, it says, I am coming quickly.
22节第十节天使也宣告日期近了。
And 22 verse 10, it says, the angel proclaimed the time is near.
22节主耶稣又说我
coming quickly.
所以这些字如果我们按照字面去理解的话
So these words, if we take them literally,
就是迫在眉睫。
And that is, this is urgent.
随时都可能发生。
It can happen anytime.
其实主耶稣也曾经告诉他的门徒说
And the Lord once told his disciples
要预备好
that be prepared.
你们要随时预备挺身昂首
You have to always be prepared and hold your head high.
神审判的日子马上就要到了
The day of judgment is here.
神的儿女得救赎的时候马上就要到了
The day of the redemption for God's children is near.
主耶稣在马太福音24章34节里面说我实在告诉你们这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 34 says, Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place.
所以我们读启示录要有一种紧迫感。
So when we read the book of Revelation, we need to have a sense of urgency.
我们不能再散漫。
We cannot be relaxed.
我们要警醒。
We have to be alert.
这个启示。
This revelation.
源头是父神。
The source, the origin, is the Father.
是父神将他这个启示赐给他，这个他就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the Father has given this revelation to him, and this him is our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣基督又派他的使者让约翰知道这个启示。
And Jesus has sent his messenger to John so that John knows this revelation.
约翰记载下来，将这样的启示传达给神的子民。
And John has recorded this to be passed to the people of God.
首先呢，是在小亚细亚的七个教会。
First, the seven churches in Asia Minor.
所以我们知道启示录真正的作者不是约翰。
So we know that the true author of Revelation is not John.
真正的作者是神，是主耶稣基督，是圣灵。
It is God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
是我们的主耶稣基督吩咐约翰写信。给七个教会。
It is our Lord Jesus Christ who has instructed John to write the letter to the seven churches.
举一个例子。
As an example.
我们知道启示录里面有七个印。
We know that in Revelation there are seven seals.
这七个印是谁揭开的？
Who opened those seven seals?
不是约翰。
It's not John.
是基督。
It's Christ.
是基督揭开那七个印。
Christ unsealed those seven seals.
我们读启示录的时候，我们就知道在神的眼光中，他是如何来看待人类和这个世界。
So we know that how God looks at the human race and the world.
第一节里面说，基督差遣使者晓谕约翰。
The first verse says that God has shown his bond servant.
让约翰记载下来，马上快要成就的事。
He has signified to John so that John can record it and reveal it.
晓谕。
To signify.
在原文的意思就是通过符号、数字表号。啊，这叫晓谕。
In the original word, it means that to express through symbols and signs and numbers.
不是叫做啊评书直叙啊怎么说呢？评书直叙，大家知道就好。OK， 是晓谕。
It is not to
平铺直叙，谢谢。
It is not to directly tell, but to signify, to symbolize.
所以当我们读启示录的时候，我们会读到许多的符号、许多的表号、许多的数字。
So therefore, when we read the book of Revelation, we will see many symbols, many signs, many numbers.
是启示文学，启示文学的特点就是它的语言往往是象征性。
So the revelatory literature, it is shown through many symbolism.
所以读者呢需要相应的加以解释，这些符号是什么意思？这些数字。
So therefore, the interpret
的一切都是真实的。
All things in the book of Revelation are real,
是真的
are true.
但是它的特点却是经过图画呀、表号啊、数字啊所表达出来的，是用象征性的手法来描述从耶稣基督升天到他第二次降临这一段人类的历史，叫做末世的历史。
But it is shown through symbolism, through the ascension of Jesus.To the end of the world, it is to describe this end of age.
所以很多的时候，我们不能按照字面来解释，比方说启示录当中许多的意象。
So therefore, we cannot use literal interpretation to explain the visions in Revelation.
日头变黑。
That the sun turns dark.
月亮众星都不发光。
And that the light and the moon are without light.
当时的人读到这些意象的时候，
When the people of that age read about these visions,
他们会怎么去解释呢？
How would they explain this?
他们要用旧约的先知书来解释。
They have to explain it with the prophecies from the Old Testament.
他们要用旧约里面的意象来解释。
They use the visions from the Old Testament to explain this.
他们知道约翰使用的是旧约先知的语言。
They know that John is using the language of the prophets from Old Testament.
他描述的不是天体的物理现象。
He is not describing a celestial phenomenon.
而是像旧约一样，这些旧约的先知用一些意象来说什么呢？他们来预言神对埃及、对巴比伦、对这些地上的国家政权的审判。
That John is using these, we can read the book of Isaiah.
约翰用的语言几乎和以赛亚书里面几乎是一模一样的。当他讲到日头变黑，讲到月亮和众星都不发光。
So the words and the language that John uses is almost the same as Isaiah when he talks about the sun is becoming dark and the light and the moon are without light.
这是描述神对这个世界的审判。
That is to describe God's judgment for this world.
所以记住这一点，记住启示录是启示文学。可以减少我们许多的困惑。
So if you remember that Revelation is written in symbolism, it will reduce a lot of our confusions, puzzlements.
启示录是神的话和耶稣基督的见证。
The book of Revelation is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这些书信不单是写给当时七个教会的。
These letters are not only written to churches of that time.
我们更需要知道这些教会，这些书信是写给众教会。
We need to know that these letters are written for all churches.
因为在每一封书信的结尾都有同样的话。
Because at the end of each letter, there are the same words.
同样的话，我们差不多要读七遍。
So the same, we have to read it almost seven times.
就是圣灵向众教会所说的话。
And that is the words of the Holy Spirit for all churches.
凡有耳的都应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
二章七节里面说，凡得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子。
Verse 7 says, To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
约翰，启示录这里面说，凡念着书上预言的。
The Revelation says here that all those who read this, the Revelation from the Spirit.
这个念不是我们自己念。
This read is not that we read it ourselves.
是在聚会当中大声的念。
That it is in gatherings to read out loud.
因为在第一世纪，大部分的人不识字。
Because most people in the first century were illiterate.
那圣经的 copy 又非常，这个约翰的书信大概有九份。
And that there's only one copy for John's letter.
所以在聚会的时候需要有人大声的念。
So therefore, in a gathering, someone needs to read it out loud.
而那些听见又遵守的人有福了。
And blessed are those who hear and obey.
今天我们都会念圣经，我们都会念启示录。
Today, we all know how to read, and we can all read the book of Revelation.
但是我们有没有听见神对我们要说的话？
But do we hear what wants us to hear?
我们有没有遵守他的旨意？
Are we following his will?
求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
当我们打开圣经的时候，当我们聚在一起来分享他的话的时候，
When we open our Bible, when we gather together to share his words,
我们每一个人都能听见神要对我们所说的话。
Each one of us can hear the words from God.
而且我们能够照着神的话去行，把神的话能够行出来。
And that we can act out, we can actually follow his words.
从这两节经文，我们也可以看到启示录，就是前三章的一个 pattern。
And from these two verses, we can see a pattern from in the book of Revelation.
这个 pattern 就是三。
And that pattern is three.
不是成双成对的出现，而是三个三个的出现。
It doesn't appear in two or in pairs, it appears in threes.
比方说在这里我们看到有神的道，基督的见证和约翰所看见的，这是三个。
We see that things appear in threes, the word of God, the testimony of Christ, and what John sees.
我们也看到凡念的，凡听见的，凡遵守的，这又是一个三，这样的人有福了。
And then we see that someone who hears, we see this pattern being repeated.
这样可以帮助我们记住并且明白。
It can help us to remember and to understand.
好，一章第四节的上半部分告诉我们说，这封书信是写给当时在小亚细亚，就是今天在土耳其那七个教会。
And the beginning of verse 4 tells us that this letter is written to the seven churches in Asia Minor, which are in parts of Western Turkey today.
记性好的年轻的50岁之下的可以试一试把这七个教会记下来。
And those who are young, under 50, who can memorize, we should try to memorize the name of these seven churches.
大家一起来念一下好不好？
Let's read it together.
我们争取能够记下来哈。然后我们开始，这七个教会就是以弗所，大点声，士美拿，别加摩，推亚推拉，萨迪，菲拉铁，老底加。
So these seven churches are Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea.
今天你背下来没？好，对不起啊，少了一页，这儿 ，OK， 对，好，那么应该是从第四节。是对这七个教会的问候。
And here it is the greeting to the seven churches.
我们见过许多的问候，在许多书信里面都有问候。
We've seen many greetings. There are many greetings in letters.
但是这在所有书信当中最高级的问候。
This is the greeting of the highest level.
但愿爱的神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活的，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。
Grace to you and peace from He who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth.
这个问候，这个问安，首先来自那个昔在、今在、昔在和永在的那一位。
So this greeting, first of all, comes from the one who is, who was, and who is to come.
这里面第三个动词不是 to be 的将来时，而是呢 to come 的现在分词。英文就翻译得很准确，是 he was, he is, he is to come.
So the third part is not the future tense of to be. It is the present participle of the one who is to come.
是。最后那个动词是说要来的那一位。
So the last verb says it is the one who is to come.
我们的神的确是永在的神。
Our God is an eternal God.
但这里的意思是说，将来有一天神要终结这个世界，耶稣基督要再来。
But here it says that one day in the future, God will end this earth and Jesus Christ will come again.
是天上地上一切所有的都在耶稣基督里面同归于一。
So that all on earth and in heaven will be united into one in him.
第二位，这个问候是来自圣灵。
The second, the greeting secondly comes from the Holy Spirit.
是宝座前的七灵，在其他的书信当中没有看到这样的说法。七灵。
It is the seven spirits who are before his throne. So in any of the other letters, we have not seen this description.Of spirits.
约翰好像怕我们不会 get it, 所以他在启示录中四次说到宝座前的七灵。
So it's as if John is afraid that we wouldn't understand. He mentioned the seven spirits before the throne four times in Revelation.
但是这里的意思不是七位圣灵，乃是七倍的圣灵。
But here it is not that there are seven spirits, but it is the spirit seven times.
对，是 sevenfold.
Sevenfold.
强调的是圣灵。他的完美，他的完满的状态。
It describes the perfect state of the Holy Spirit.
这是一种非常生动的形容的说法，让我们稍微能够明白一点，在宝座前的圣灵是何等的丰富，何等的丰满。
It is a very vivid description so that we may understand a little bit the richness of the Holy Spirit before the throne.
这样的圣灵。
A spirit like that.
向教会问安。
Is sending the churches his greeting.
最后这个问安。
Lastly, this greeting.
来自我们的主耶稣基督。
It comes from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主首先他是父诚信的见证人。
First, he is a faithful witness to the Father.
对，他是忠心为父做见证的。
So he is faithful in his witness for the Father.
见证是约翰特别喜欢。用的一个词
is one of John's favorite words.
在启示录，在约翰福音，他一共用了14次。
So between the book of Revelation and the Gospel book of John, he used it 14 times.
来告诉我们说，耶稣基督是父神的见证。
To tell us that Jesus Christ is a witness for the Father.
父也为他的子来做见证。
And the Father is also a witness for his beloved Son.
约翰也为耶稣做见证。
And John is the witness for Jesus.
这样的强说
So this emphasizes
其实我们的一切都是真理都是真实都是可信的
that what is in the book of Revelation are true and credible
这里面讲到我们的主耶稣基督是第一个带着荣耀的身体从死里复活的
Here it says that our Lord Jesus Christ is the first person to resurrect from the dead with a glorious body
这位从死里复活的主，如今他升上高天，坐在高天至大者的右边。
And this glorious God is sitting on the right hand side of the Most High.
父将最高天上地上一切的都给他。
Father has given him the highest and all of the authorities and dominions on earth.
所以他是世上一切君王的元首。
Therefore, he is the head of all the kings of the world.
在这里面，我们看到。我们的神是昔在、今在、永在的神，这是一个三。
We see a pattern of three here again, which is our God is one who is, who was, and who is to come.
讲到我们主耶稣基督是什么呢
？So what is our Jesus Christ?
他是诚实的见证人，他是从死里复活的，首先从死里复活的，他是地上一切君王的元首，又是一个三。
And again, it is a pattern of three. Our Jesus Christ is the faithful servant of the Father. He is the first he is the first to be resurrected from the death, and he is also the head of all kings of the world.
耶稣他, 约翰他自己在受逼迫。
John himself was being persecuted.
他被放逐在拔摩海岛。
He was exiled to the island of Patmos.
他也告诉正在面临逼迫的小亚细亚的教会。
And he is also telling the churches in Asia Minor who were also being persecuted.
也告诉我们。
To tell us.
我们的主耶稣基督他是谁。
Who is our Jesus Christ?
他是见证。
He is witness.
他是复活。
He is resurrection.
他是万王之王。
He is the King of Kings.
刚才讲到耶稣基督的所事。
We just talked about who Jesus Christ is.
接下来约翰讲到他的所作或者他的所为，他的所作所为。
And then John talks about the things that he does or he did.
他又讲到三点。
And then he talks about three things again.
第一，他爱我们。
One is that he loves us.
第二，因着他爱我们，就为我们流血，为我们舍己。
And two, because he loves us, he bled for us, and to, he gave up himself for us.
他救我们脱离罪恶。
And he freed us from sin.
第三，他带我们进入神的国。
And three, a third, he is guiding us to enter into the kingdom of God.
使我们成为父神的祭司，他改变了我们。
He changed us to be his father's priest.
他就是那一粒麦子。
He is that kernel.
落在地里死了。
And when he falls to the ground to die,
结果就是我们这些人成为他带着他的生而结出来的子粒。
And the result is that all of us become the seeds of his life.
约翰在这里好像带我们一起读起出埃及记。
It is as if John is guiding us to read the book of Exodus.
因为他所用的语言
because
就好像是出埃及记的语言。
Because the language he used are just like the language of Exodus.
让我们看到神带着以色列人他们出了埃及。
So that we see that God was guiding the Israelites to leave Egypt.
神拯救了他的子民。
God saved his people.
神拯救以色列人之后带他们脱离埃及之后又向他们宣告。
And after God has brought his people out of Egypt, he declared to them,
你们要归我做祭司的国度。
You shall be to me a kingdom of priests,
做圣洁的国民。
And a holy nation.
同样的故事在启示录第一章第六节再次出现。
And the same story appears in Revelation chapter 1 verse 6.
但是有一个关键的不同。
But there is a key difference.
在出埃及记是讲到未，是一个关于未来的宣告。
In Exodus, it is a declaration of the future.
在启示录里面宣告这个事实已经成就。
In Revelation, it declared that this has already happened.
神已经拯救了我们。
God has already saved us.
神已经让我们成为他复国神国里面的子民和父神的祭司。
That God has already made us into people of His Father's kingdom and the holy priests of His Father.
他改变了我们的所事，让我们今天有祭司的身份。
He has changed who we are, so we have the statehood of a priest.
我们在神的殿中来侍奉这位永生神。
We serve the eternal God in God's temple.
启示录还有一个主线。
The book of Revelation has another theme.
就是国与国之间的征战。
It is the battle between the kingdoms.
是神的国与兽的国、撒旦国之间的从来没有停止的征战。
It is the battle that has never ended between God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom.
地上的人。
The people of the earth.
或者是神国的子民，或者是兽国的子民。
The people of the earth are either people of God or people who belong to the kingdom of the beast.
没有一个例外。
There is no exception.
那我们呢？我们过去与神的国无关无分。
Before, we had no part in that kingdom.
今天却因着耶稣的血，使我们成为神国的子民，成为天国的子民。
But today, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we are people of God's kingdom.
我刚到美国的第二天或者第三天，我不记得，反正一定是头一个礼拜的时候。
The first week after I came to the U.S.
有一天站在马路中间等着过马路，站在那个 island 那边等着过马路的时候，过了一半，还有一条马路要过。
I was crossing the street and standing on the island in the middle of the street.
旁边站着一个美国人。
And there's an American standing next to me.
然后他问我。
He asked me.
你是韩国人吗？
He said, are you Korean?
大家觉得我长得像韩国人吗？
Do you think I look like Korean?
不许点头。我告诉他不是，我说我是中国人。
He said, no, I'm not. I'm Chinese.
那么今天我们所接触到的人。
Today, the people that we encounter.
有中国人，有美国人，有印度人。
We encounter Chinese, Mexicans, Americans.
那么让我们记得。
Let us remember.
除了这些之外，除了我们在地上的身份之外。
Let us remember that other than our ethnicity, our identity in this world,
我们还有一个更重要、更宝贵的身份。
We have a more important status.
我们有一本更宝贵的护照，就像生命册一样。
It is, we have a more important passport.
我们的名字在上面。
It is just like the book of life. Our name is in it.
那是天国的国籍。
And that is a citizenship in heaven.
是耶稣基督把我们带到神的国度里面。
That is, Jesus Christ has brought us into the kingdom of God.
我们成为天国的子民。
So that we are now people, citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
我们为着耶稣基督他的所事。
Because of who Jesus is.
我们为着他的所为。
Because of what he has done.
要把一切的荣耀权柄都归给他，直到永远。
We give him all of the glory and a dominion until forever.And ever.
也要为他的再来，为他所要施行的审判来称颂，来赞美他。
We also have to praise him for his coming again and for the judgment that he will carry out.
想到这一切的时候
，When we think about all this,
我的心恨不得都要跳出来。
My heart is about to jump out.
我们的主是何等伟大，何等尊贵，何等爱我们的一位主。
How mighty and glorious and how much he loves us.
我们继续往下读，读到第七节。
Let's continue to read in verse 7.
看哪，他降云驾临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。阿们。
Behold, he is coming with the cloud, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen.
他要再来。
He will come again.
他要降云再来。
He will be born again.
每一次圣经里面讲到神降云降临的时候
，Whenever the Bible talks about the coming of God,
让我们所注目的或者我们所注重的不是天上那个 physical 的云彩。
What we should pay attention to is not the cloud from heaven.
因为讲到云彩的时候，都是讲到神的荣耀。
Because whenever it talks about cloud, it talks about the glory of God.
会幕建成的时候。
When the tabernacle was built, when the temple meeting place was built,
当圣殿建成的时候
when the holy temple was built,
都被神的云彩遮盖，都是被神的荣耀所充满，祭司不能站立。
It is always surrounded by the cloud and covered by God's glory, so much so that the priest cannot stand.
耶稣要带着荣耀再次降临。
Jesus will come again with glory.
他第一次降临的时候。
The first time he came,
他是婴孩的样式。
He came in the form of a baby.
降杯，他
humbled himself to be born in Bethlehem. Not many people knew that.
他是以神的羔羊，赎罪的羔羊的身份来到这个世界。
He came into this world as the Lamb of Redemption.
他那样的卑微。
He was humble.
他没有加行美容。他没有加行美容。
He did not have a glorious a figure.
但是他背负我们的十字架，完成了救赎。
But he carried our cross and completed our redemption.
当他再来的时候
，comes again.
他是犹大的狮子。
He is the Lion of Judah.
他是坐在宝座上的那一位。
He is the one sitting on the throne.
他带着荣耀降云驾临。
And he will come with glory.
他来的时候
When he comes,
这位爱我们的主也是审判的主
This God who loves us is also the God of judgment.
神将审判的权柄赐给他，他要审判这个世界的罪恶。
God has given him the authority of judgment, and he will judge the sins of this world.
这里讲到众目要看见他。
And that is to say that, behold, all eyes will look on him.
连那些刺他的人也要看见他。
And those who pierced him will look on him as well.
因为他再来的时候,
Because when he comes again,
死人都要复活。
The dead will be resurrected.
要接受他的审判。
Will receive his judgment.
有人复活。
There are people who will resurrect.
永远的审判。
And bear the eternal judgment.
结局是永远的火。
And the end result is the eternal fire.
有人复活得永生。
And there are those who will resurrect it to eternity.
在撒迦利亚书十二章第十节。
In Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10,
是一个非常重要的预言。
It is a very important prophecy.
说他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的。
It says, so that they will look on me whom they have pierced.
必为我悲哀，如丧独生子，又为我愁苦，如丧长子。
And they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and they will weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn.
犹太人读这一节经文的时候，知道那个我被仰望的我指的是神自己。根据上下文是非常清楚的，说他们必仰望神，就是他们所扎的。
The Jewish people, it is very clear when they read this passage that this word "me" refers to God.
所以对他们来讲，这一节经文非常的难解。
So for them, this text is very difficult to understand.
神怎么能被扎呢？
How can God be pierced?
但是约翰的启示录就把这一段过去没有办法解释的旧约的预言解开了。
But John's revelation explains and opens up the understanding for this verse from the Old Testament.
因为耶稣基督他被钉十字架，他被扎。
Because Jesus was crucified on a cross, because he was pierced.
耶稣基督不是别人，他是弥赛亚，他就是神自己。
Jesus Christ is no one else but Messiah, God himself.
我往前跳一下，下一节，约翰就说主神。
Let's go to the next verse where John says, Lord God.
所以呢，非常清楚的，非常清楚的，我们的主耶稣基督他就是神。
It is very clear that our Jesus Christ is God.
当他再来的时候，当他审判的时候。
When he comes again, when he comes for judgment.
所有拒绝他救恩的都要哀哭。
All those who has refused his salvation will mourn.
所以
therefore,
在主再来之前
before the Lord comes again,
我们这些蒙恩得救的有一个责任。
All of us who are saved have a responsibility.
我们要努力地传福音。
We have to do all we can to preach the gospel.
我们要用每一个机会来传福音。
We have to use every opportunity to spread the gospel.
我们要我们的生命来传福音。
We have to preach the gospel with our life.
我们要付上一切的代价来传福音。
We have to pay all the prices of this world to preach the gospel.
使更多的人可以得救。
So that more people can be saved.
是一个更多的人，他们无论是教会是个人。
Whether it is the church or the individual,
还是各个的小组,
or individual groups,
各个的团契,
each fellowship,
我们要为福音朋友尽心竭力的祷告。
We have to pray earnestly for our gospel friends.
我们要带人信主。
We have to bring people to God.
第八节。
Verse 8.
主神说我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega。我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
在我组里以前有一个同事，我们两个几乎是同时入职。
I have a colleague on my team. We started at almost the same time.
而且我们两个都叫 Tom.
And both of our names are Tom.
但是 last name 不一样。
But the last names are different.
他的 last name 叫 Oxidiacono.
His last name
应该是一个意大利名。
His last name is Oxidiacomo.
Cono.
Cono.
所以呢，他叫 Tom A.
So then his name is Tom A.
我叫 Tom Z.
And I'm Tom Z.
那么我们俩在一块的时候，
And when we're together,
他老喜欢跟别人介绍我们两个。
He loves to introduce the two of us to people.
I am Tom A. He is Tom Z.
I am Tom A, he is Tom Z.
意思就是说，所有的 Tom 都在我们组里。
Meaning to say, all the Toms are in our group.
那我恶意猜想一下，他的意思，他有点大言不惭。
But if I'm skeptical about what he says,
就是那意思就是我是首先的，他是幕后的。
Then he is bragging to say that I am the first and he is the last.
那么谁才是真正的在先的在后的，谁是真正的 Alpha， 谁是真正的 Omega？
But who is really truly the first and the last？
谁是在万物之先？
Who is before all things？
谁是万物的创造者？
Who is the creator of all things？
谁是将来要承受万有的？
Who is the one who will inherit all？
谁是万物的终结和结局？
Who is the ending of all things?
谁是万物都要归于他的 Omega?
Who is the Omega to whom all things belong?
我们主在这里面宣告说，我们的主神说。
Here our Lord God declares.
我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega， 我是首先的，我是末后的，我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end, was and who is to come.
正像以赛亚书四十四章第六节所说的。
Just like Isaiah chapter 44,
耶和华以色列的君，以色列的救赎主，万军之耶和华如此说，我是首先的，我是末后的，除我以外再没有真神。
Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, it says, I am the beginning and I am the end. Other than me, other than me, there are no other gods.
所以你看哈，在启示录里面，我们要明白启示录，一定要读旧约的先知书。
So if we want to understand Revelation, we have to read the prophet books from the Old Testament.
如果我们用今天的观念去读启示录的话，
If we use today's thinking to read Revelation,
很多地方可能会读错的。
Many places we may misinterpret.
这一页呢是从第四章第四节到第八节的一个小节。
So this is a summary of verse 4-8.
左边是讲到主耶稣基督的所事和所做。左边是讲到他的所事，左边这一列，右边这一列讲到他的所做，或者呢他因着这样所事他所做成的。
On the left-hand side is a list of who he is, and the right-hand side is a list of what he has done.
因为时间有限，我就跳过。
So we'll skip this because we're running out of time.
这是最后一页。
This is the last slide.
向大家保证讲完就结束。
I promise you that after this, we're done.
但是这一页可能讲的时间有点长。
But this page may take a bit of time.
OK， 启示录里面的七封书信是神针对第一世纪的教会的光景，通过约翰而传达给他的儿女的信息。
So the book of Revelation are letters that God has sent to the seven churches in Asia Minor to talk about the state of their to describe their state.
在这七封信里面，主耶稣一直说
，In these seven letters, God continuously said，
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
That all those who have ear, let him hear the words of the Spirit。
主说了，不是一遍、两遍、三遍，而是七遍。
God did not say it once, twice, or three times, but God said it seven times。
也就是说，说的次数不能再多了，已经七次了。
It means that he cannot say it anymore. He said it seven times already。
但是我们不能停在这儿。
But we cannot stop here.
因为主还有话。
Because the Lord has more words.
因为主每次这样说了之后，主接着就呼召他的儿女要做得胜者。
Because every time God says this, he calls on his children to be overcomers.
他说得胜的。
He said the victory.
他要把如何大的奖赏赐给他们。
He says, those who are victorious, what great reward he will give them.
所以神的心意呢，是让我们不仅得救，而且得胜。
So God's will is not just for us to be saved, but to overcome.
成为得胜者。
To become overcomers.
而且神不但呼召我们成为得胜者。
And God not only calls us to be overcomers.
也指明了通向得胜者的道路。
And he has clearly pointed to us the path to become an overcomer.
神做事永远是这样。
That is always what God does.
他不但告诉我们他的心意，
He not only tells us His will,
也告诉我们如何我们能够 达成他的心意。
He also tells us how we can fulfill His will.
所以成为得胜者的答案其实就在第一章第三节，我们已经看过了。
So the answer to how to become an overcomer is in chapter 1, verse 3. We've already read this.
就是说念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
It says that blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
我们要成为得胜者，这个道路不是，这个道理不是那高深的道理，难懂的道理。
To become an overcomer is not something that's deep and difficult to understand.
是非常清楚的，就是要读他的话，要听见他的话，要遵守他的话。
It's very simple to read his words, to hear his words, and to follow his will.
信主一阵子之后，很多弟兄姐妹都会有一个困惑，甚至会感到灰心。
Many brothers and sisters, after believing in Christ, has this puzzlement, and they're confused, and to a point that they lose faith.
也会怕听到关于得胜者的信息。
And they're afraid to hear messages about overcomers.
因为发现我们自己离得胜者那么遥远。
Because we feel we're so far from becoming an overcomer.
发现得胜者的要求太高了。
We find the requirement, the bar to be an overcomer to be so high.
让我们成为得胜者是一个可望不可及的梦想。
It becomes this desire that we have that is not real, to cannot be realized.
今天让我们好好想想，为什么我们会有这样的难处。
Let us think about why do we have such a difficulty.
是不是因为我们太忙了，没有时间去好好追求主呢？
Is it because we're so busy we don't have time to pursue God?
我们的孩子太让人操心，让我们精力都花费在孩子身上了呢？
Our children takes up too much time that all of our time and energy are spent on the kids.
还是我们工作的压力太大了呢？
Or is it because the pressure from work is too much?
还是同工给我们太多的难处，让我们实在心灰意冷了呢？
Or is it because the co-workers are giving us so much difficulties that we are disappointed?
这些可能都是原因。
Maybe these are reasons.
但是从我过去和我现在的经历，从我自己来讲，我发现阻拦我们成为得胜者最大的障碍。
So from my own experience, I think that the greatest obstacle to becoming an overcomer.
大家想不想知道
？What do you think that is?
是我们里面的己。
That is the self that is in us.
就像在马太福音十六章二十四节，主耶稣啊，这里面记载的，于是主耶稣对门徒说。若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And just as Matthew chapter 16 verse 24, Jesus said, He said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
主要我们所舍弃的己，这个己就是我们的老我，或者旧人，或者肉体，或者亚当。圣经里面有。为了帮我们明白，圣经里面有很多的说法，其实都是讲到我们里面那个己。
So the self that Jesus wants us to deny is our old self, the old man, the flesh. To help us to understand, there are many descriptions of the self in the Bible.
这个己在外面有很多的表现。
This self manifests itself in many ways outside.
最明显的就是以自我为中心。
The most obvious one is to be self-centered.
就是不让主在宝座上。
And that is to not put God on the throne.
也表现出来骄傲。
It is shown through arrogance.
争竞的心。
Our arrogant heart.
抵挡圣灵在我们里的工作。
To resist the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
因为这个己在我们里面。
Because the self is in us.
也让我们听不进去神的话。
We cannot hear God's words.
不能遵守神的话。
We cannot follow God's words.
当圣灵引导我们、感动我们的时候，我们不体贴圣灵，我们体贴这个己。
When we hear from the Holy Spirit, we're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit, but we allow us to be absorbed by self.
因着这个己，我们会把世界的东西带到教会、带到神的家里面来。
Because of the self, we bring things of this world.
世上的人 最争的是什么？最争的就是话语权，对不对？
What is it that the people of this world fight about? It is their right to speak.
但是如果我们不对付自己这个己，
But if we cannot fight the self,
我们在教会里面也会来争夺话语权。
Then in church, we will also have, we will also be fighting for the right to speak, for the authority.
我们要得到人的认可，人的尊重。
We want to be recognized, want to be respected.
这个己在我们里面，让我们没有办法谦卑。
This in us makes it impossible for us to be humble.
没有办法在神的家里面和弟兄姐妹彼此切实相爱。
It makes it impossible for us to love brothers and sisters.
没有办法和弟兄姐妹一起同工，在同工的时候，我们所做的就是彼此伤害。
We cannot, it makes it impossible for us to work together. And when we do work together, we are hurting each other.
这个题让我们没有办法自己奉献给主，我们放下一切来跟随主。
It makes it impossible for us to offer ourselves to God, to put ourselves down to serve Him.
我们的侍奉，我们的奉献都有一个 limit。
There is a limit to our service and a limit to our offering.
让我们没有办法突破。
And we cannot. So therefore, Jesus asked his disciples, "Do you want to follow me?"
只有一条路，其他的捷径。
And there is no other shortcut.
那就是舍己。
And that is to deny yourself.
就是背起自己的十字架来跟随主，就是走十字架的道路。
And it is to deny yourself and to take up the cross and to follow him.
就像主耶稣他自己一样。
Just like Jesus Christ himself.
在被钉十字架之前。
Before he was crucified.
他对父说，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Before he was crucified, he said to the Father, not my will, but thy will.
我们自己说照我的意思，不要照你的意思。
But we say, according to my will, but not yours.
舍己就是说，照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
And to deny oneself, it is to say, it is thy will, not mine.
成为得胜者不是一件容易的事。
To become an overcomer is not easy.
这是一个极其荣耀的呼召。
It is a glorious calling.
然而要回应这个呼召是要付出代价。
But to respond to this calling, you have to pay a price.
但是主为我们所预备的。当我们愿意来回应这个呼召的时候
，But what God has already prepared for us when we are ready to respond to this calling.
请问我们预备的是什么呢？是他自己那更丰盛的生命。
But what has He prepared for us? It is His own life, His own full, the fullness of His life.
所以主耶稣在讲完你们要背着十字架来跟随我之后，他说：“因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。”
So after he said to deny yourself and to pick up the cross to follow him, Jesus then says, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
真的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
还有什么比得到我们主耶稣基督他自己的生命更好，更让我们羡慕？
What is greater, what is better than to have the life of Jesus Christ. What is it that we're giving up?
我们舍弃的不过就是亚当的旧的生命。在神眼里是没有。
That has no.
主说他却要用他自己那个荣耀的那个丰盛的生命来取而代之。
When we give up these useless things, what God has said is that He will replace it with the richness and the fullness of His life.
不错，从属世的眼光来看，我们太傻了，我们亏大了。
From a worldly perspective, this is a very bad deal.
然而，从属灵的眼光，从神的眼光来看。
But from the spiritual perspective, from the perspective of God.
如果我们得到的是主他自己的话，我们是赚大发了。
If we get Lord Jesus Himself, then this is the best deal in the world.
如果有一个人1984年的时候花1000块钱的代价来买苹果股票的话
，If in 1984 someone has spent $1,000 to buy Apple stock,
你知道今天回报是多少
？Do you know what is the return today?
这个人早就成为百万富翁。
This person is already a millionaire.
应该是130万差不多。
It's about $130 million.
如果我们知道有这样的投资。
If we know there is such an investment opportunity,
没有人愿意再坐在这里，马上都回家去买，对不对？
Nobody will be sitting here. Everybody will be going home to buy that stock.
但是今天，如果我们知道我们舍弃了自己来跟随主的话，
And today, if we know that if we deny ourselves to follow the Lord,
主是要让他以自己丰盛的生命作为回报。
He will repay us with his own abundance of his own life.
让我们里面的人能够越来越像他自己。
So that inside we will be more and more like him.
世界上还有比这个更好的。
What is better in this world than this?
巴不得我们每一个人。
I hope that everyone.
我们的里面都有这样的渴望和这样的祷告。
That in us, inside of us, we have such a desire and such a prayer.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，请你来帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
使我们能够听见你自己的声音。
So that we can hear your words.
能够遵守你的道。
So that we can follow your words.
因为我们看见主你自己。
Because we have seen Lord yourself.
我们就愿意舍弃自己。
Then we're willing to deny ourselves.
我们靠着你的恩典。
That by your grace.
靠着圣灵的大能。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人都可以背起。
That each one of us can carry our own cross.
让我们里面的脊被你所破碎。
So that the self in us can be destructed by you.
今天在这里的每一个弟兄姐妹。
That every brother and sister here today.
都能够成为你所喜悦的得胜者。
Can become the overcomer that you please.
我们知道我们不完美。
We know that we're not perfect.
但是让我们是认真的。
But Lord, we are serious.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.